That's very, very true. They were 19 in number. They came with 9 rifles, and this includes 9 children. Currently, we are with them at our detach in Central African Republic, and we're providing them with psychosocial rehabilitation and medical assistance as we prepare to work together with other agencies to repatriate them back to Uganda. So that's true. They're with us, and we're very happy that they, particularly the children, they came back home, and we will be working together with all those who are willing to help us in the effort of rescuing children.
Is this a significant boost? Is this a boost to UPDF and the international community's efforts supported by the U.S. effort aimed at reining in the insurgency of the LRA?
Very, very, very significant, particularly that the United States has been supporting our efforts to rescue children who are still held captivity in the hands of the LRA and those who are still vulnerable to attacks by LRA. That this is the first group that has surrendered since 2008, as big as this, 19 in number, is very, very critical. It tells you about the strength of the LRA, and it tells you that they are running out of steam. And obviously, we will be putting much pressure working with the United Nations to ensure that the LRA continues to diminish.
Recently, there were talks of the Central African Republic leadership talking to Joseph Kony. Joseph Kony has been elusive for some time. Different efforts have been made to arrest him. What is next following this defection of his fighters?
I think what is very important here is to continue to exert pressure on the Lord's Resistance Army. We encourage efforts by the Central African Republic to try and engage the LRA in peace talks. We've done that before. We know what it is. But I think we need to continue to encourage whoever is willing to engage the LRA in peace, in dialogue, that they can be supported. That's very, very important. But also we need to remember that these are killers. They might not exactly work according to our wishes.
Tell me, how is the cooperation like with all these countries working with the United States support as well as the UDF's quest to neutralize the LRA forces?
Well, I think it's been a bit of a raw deal here. Uganda has 2,500 soldiers in Central African Republic trying to bring to order Lord's Resistance Army. We hope that other African countries would join, but we've joined with quite very few soldiers, particularly the DRC and South Sudan. We hope that other African countries could join in this effort and make sure that we strengthen the African Union regional task force to make sure that we bring that part of Africa to stability.
With these soldiers handing themselves over, will they be brought back to Uganda and will they face trial, or what is next for them?
Well, we're planning by next week they should be back in Uganda, working with other agencies, like I said, Invisible Children, to try and provide psychosocial support and International Organization for Migration. The plan is that they should come back home because they are all Ugandans, and so that should be worked out as soon as is practically possible.